Infrared, the new dimension for electronics and materials evaluation. A new powerful tool for evaluating electronic components, assemblies, and systems, for determining the physical characteristics of materials, and for process control of welding and bonding operations is rapidly coming of age. It is the measurement of the infrared radiation emitted by said items when they are electrically or thermally energized, either from without, by conduction or radiation, or from within, by electrical current flow. The infrared radiation so emitted can be classified into two groups according to how it is generated. Group 1, infrared radiation of thermal origin, due to the temperature of the emitting body. It is of incoherent nature since it radiates at all the wavelengths of the infrared spectrum. However, for objects operating in the temperature range from ambient to 100 degrees centigrade above ambient, most of the infrared radiation of thermal origin is contained in the spectral region comprised between 3 and 15 microns in wavelength. Group 2. Infrared radiation made of photons emitted when the free electrons carrying the current across a semiconductor junction recombine with holes across the forbidden energy gap. It is called recombination radiation, and it is almost coherent in wavelength, and for silicon devices, at approximately 1.1 microns. In the present brief review of the progress and applications made so far, we shall first describe those related to the field of thermal radiation, since work in this area has been going on for some years now, and the instrumentation is presently available to implement these techniques in a number of applications. Thermal energization from without is mostly used for material evaluation purposes. A temperature differential is applied between two points of the target, and the heat flow between them is checked by plotting the infrared radiation emitted by the surface at pre-selected points along the thermal path. Physical anomalies along this path, discontinuities, cracks, voids, poor bonding, etc., show up as thermal irregularities of the heat flow pattern. Examples of this technique will be described later in this paper and include evaluation of material bonds of any size, from the metal and glass cases of giant rocket motors to microwells of microscopic size. Energization from without is performed by running an electric current through the target and achieving its heating by power dissipation. The thermal rise so obtained can be read by infrared measurement and can yield vital information about the electrical performance, the physical characteristics, and the reliability or life expectancy of the target. Applications of these techniques cover a very wide range, from detection of overstresses along miles of electrical power lines to power dissipation measurement through semiconductor junctions only a few microns in size. The tremendous progress recently achieved in the development of infrared detectors has made possible and practical the use of these techniques. The sensitivity of the infrared test equipment presently available enables us to measure temperature differences as small as a few hundredths of 1 degree centigrade, with a speed of response often smaller than 1 microsecond, which allows very fast operating speed. The most valuable features of the infrared approach are, first, this is a non-contact technique. Its application can't possibly affect the electrical or the thermal equilibrium of the target, and loading of any kind is completely avoided. Second, each and every element of the target is tested, no matter how complex is the unit being evaluated. This eliminates the chance that the poor performance of a weak element might go undetected because of compensating effects introduced by other elements. Third, a fast speed of operation. Viewing a target of almost any size takes just a few seconds, sometimes only a fraction of a second. Fourth, capability of detecting deteriorating trends by comparing infrared patterns of the same unit taken at conveniently spaced intervals of working time. The timely repair or replacement of the drifting element will thus avert a catastrophic failure. Fifth, in field maintenance, the same technique will determine realistic replacement needs and will also verify that the new unit is really better than the unit being replaced. Sixth, when using infrared scanning equipment, all information is made available at the output of the detector as an analog signal having a recognizable, repeatable pattern. This is an ideal condition for automating the operation. Test and troubleshooting can be performed automatically, rapidly and thoroughly by infrared pattern identification. The instruments used for this kind of work can be classified as follows. A. Point detectors. B. Infrared cameras or imaging systems. C. Scanning radiometers. Among the point detectors, the Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, microscope is worth mentioning for its high versatility and simplicity of operation. By interchanging its lens, the instrument can cover a wide range of areas, from several inches in diameter all the way down to 3/10,000ths of an inch. The instrument finds application in the evaluation in most of those conditions where heat transfer or generation of heat must be measured in a fixed area of the target. Process control of bonding operations for semiconductors and other materials can now be carried out with the use of the thermal bond monitor. This instrument uses a single optical fiber to transmit the infrared radiation from a fixed point of the target to an infrared detector located several inches away. The very small diameter of the optical fiber, 6/1000ths of an inch, allows it to penetrate through opaque enclosures and to curve behind visual obstacles that would otherwise impede direct viewing of the target by the detector. Among the principal applications of the thermal bond monitor are semiconductor bonding to substrate, temperature monitoring of the semiconductor elements during doping, metal deposition, silicon oxide deposition, and other operations that must be carried out in a vacuum, reflow solder of flat packs, and monitoring of semiconductor chip pickup and bonding in high-speed die-attach equipment are other applications presently possible. In the automotive industry, the thermal bond monitor allows real-time measurement of the temperature in the combustion chamber of reciprocating engines under almost any regime. The infrared radiation emitted by targets located in high radiation environments can also be monitored by the thermal bond monitor, since the infrared detector of the processing electronics can be placed in an area outside the radiation environment thanks to the length of the optical fiber. Infrared cameras are presently available that are capable of turning an infrared image into a visible image, either in black and white or in color. The visible image can be displayed on a cathode ray tube, and a color presentation can be obtained on a Polaroid color film with the sequential use of color filters. The various shades of gray and the various colors of these displays are correlated with the intensity of the infrared radiation emitted by the target. The major manufacturers of such cameras are Barnes Engineering Company and AGA of Sweden. The applications of these instruments are numerous, and we will mention only some of the major ones, such as in the medical field, where there can be early diagnosis of malignancy in the skin, or in locations just under the skin, location of the placenta during pregnancy, evaluation of the severity of burns, occlusion of major blood vessels and areas of infection. In the industrial field, use of imaging cameras allows the identification of corrosion in high-voltage power lines, the detection of excessive load conditions in power-generating or power-distribution plants, the detection of defects in the thermal insulation of walls, the detection of unbonded areas in rocked motors and other structures made of laminate sheets of material, such as armor plate, for instance. Hidden defects in tires are currently detected with a spin vision system and with similar equipment. Even the presence of secret compartments inside fuel tanks used in the transportation industry can be readily disclosed with the aid of infrared cameras. In the military field, the applications are legion. Most of them are classified. However, we should mention that infrared equipment is used to detect the hidden presence of troops, engines, campfires, and so forth. Scanning radiometers coupled with computers are presently used to plot the infrared profile of electronic units such as printed circuit boards. The preferred display is not an image, but rather a series of numbers indicating the magnitude of the infrared power emitted by each active component of the assembly. The infrared profile of any given printed board, energized in a pre-established mode of operation, will be typical and repeatable. Should an anomaly or a failure take place in said board, the infrared profile will show deviations in correspondence of the elements that are affected by the changed electrical operation. Infrared testing and troubleshooting of printed circuit boards is currently done, and the infrared data contains information that is more complete than that supplied by conventional electrical testing of the same board. The reason for it is that conventional electrical testing consists of taking certain electrical readings at some pre-established points of the circuit, outside the output and some test points. If these readings are within the pre-established tolerance, we assume that everything else is operating properly and the test is considered good. On the other hand, infrared testing is carried out by measuring the electrical operation of each and every component of the assembly so that the poor performance of a weak component cannot be masked by the hot performance of some other components. In a production program carried out on many hundreds of printed circuit boards, it was found that about 3% of the units that are accepted as good by conventional testing did exhibit a 3% incidence of hidden anomalies which would have caused early failures during the field operation of the system. Besides detecting hidden anomalies in the test operation and isolating in a matter of seconds the faulty component in troubleshooting, infrared profiling is very useful in a new maintenance approach based on the verification of an actual need for replacement of electronic units still operational. This new approach is based on the comparison of the infrared profile taken after a certain length of time of operation with the infrared profile of the very same unit taken at the time it was tested from the factory. Any degradation of components will stand out as a deviation from the original infrared profile, and the magnitude of such a deterioration trend will indicate when a replacement will be needed in order to avoid a catastrophic failure. This concludes our brief review of the most interesting applications of infrared techniques in the area of thermal radiation. We shall now quickly describe the latest developments in the field of recombination radiation. As already mentioned, this type of radiation is emitted by semiconductor junctions when electrical current flows through them. The key feature which has recently been verified is that measurement of the recombination radiation emitted by the silicon semiconductors can yield information about current flux density through the junctions. These measurements can be carried out in two ways. A. Measurement of the total flux radiated by the junction. B. Measurement of the flux radiated by small segments of the junction. The measurement of the total flux emitted by a junction provides information about the total flux density of the current flowing through the junction, without regard to its distribution along the junction itself. Such measurement can be useful, for instance, to the engineer who has designed an integrated circuit and wants to follow the signals as they travel from input to output. Measurement of the recombination radiation emitted will enable him to check signal amplitude, timing, and waveform at every junction where the signal passes. Process control engineers will be able to use the same type of measurement in order to verify that the manufacturing processes are within the desired limits. Finer spatial resolution is needed in order to scan a junction along its length and check whether the current flow through the elemental sections of the junction is uniform or not. This type of measurement will yield information about the possible presence of points of current crowding and of current voids. This type of information is especially important to reliability and quality control engineers and to failure analysts. This type of application, namely the measurement of recombination radiation emitted by semiconductor junctions, has just recently come into being, and the equipment capable of making such measurements is the Semiconductor Junction Analyzer, recently made available by Vanzetti Infrared and Computer Systems. The instrument allows non-contact, real-time measurement of recombination radiation with a choice of spatial resolution that goes from 1 square millimeter all the way to 1/1000th of an inch for the smallest spot size. The semiconductors whose performance can be measured with the Semiconductor Junction Analyzer cover all the spectrum from individual diodes and transistors to medium-scale integration and large-scale integration units. In conclusion, the present availability of infrared measuring equipment has just opened a wide area of application for process control, evaluation, test, and maintenance of materials and hardware, be it mechanical or electrical. It is foreseeable that in the near future, a number of problems that do not have an easy solution with conventional approaches will find a solution through the use of infrared techniques. Prepared by Riccardo Vanzetti, Vanzetti Infrared and Computer Systems.
DATE, Dial Access Technical Education, is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a stamped self-addressed envelope and the title of this report to DATE, IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.